Chapter 26. Stand up for the honor of the fair sex. 'Tis true the fellow had lain with her 100 times before, but what care I for that? What, must a woman be ravished, because she is a whore? The secretary and I go on Saturday to Windsor for a week. I dined with Lord Treasurer, and stayed with him till past 10. I was today at his levee, where I went against my custom, because I had a mind to do a good office for a gentleman. So I talked with him before my lord, that he might see me, and then found occasion to recommend him this afternoon. I was forced to excuse my coming to the levee, that I did it to see the sight, for he was going to chide me away. I had never been there but once, and that was long before he was treasurer. The rooms were all full, and as many Whigs as Tories. He whispered me a jest or two, and bid me come to dinner. I left him but just now, and 'tis late. 26. Mr. Addison and I have at last met again. I dined with him, and steal today at young Jacob Tunson's. The two Jacobs, 3, think it is I who have made the secretary take from them the printing of the Gazette, which they are going to lose, and Ben Took and another, 4, are to have it. Jacob came to me the other day, to make his court, but I told him it was too late, and that it was not my doing. I reckon they will lose it in a week or two. Mr. Addison and I talked as usual, and as if we had seen one another yesterday, and Steele and I were very easy, though I writ him lately a biting letter, in answer to one of his, where he desired me to recommend a friend of his to Lord Treasurer. Go, get you gone to your waters, sirrah. Do they give you a stomach? Do you eat heartily? We have had much rain today and yesterday. 27. I dined today in the city, and saw poor Patty Old, and gave her a pistol, to help her a little forward against she goes to board in the country. As he has but £18 a year to live on, and is forced to seek out for cheap places. Sometimes they raise their price, and sometimes they starve her, and then she is forced to shift. Patrick the puppy put too much ink in my Standish, 5, and, carrying too many things together, I spilled it on my paper and floor. The town is dull, wet, and empty. Wexford is worth 2 of it. I hope so at least, and that poor little MD finds it so. I reckon upon going to Windsor tomorrow with Mr. Secretary, unless he changes his mind, or some other business prevents him. I shall stay there a week, I hope. 28. Morning. Mr. Secretary sent me word he will call at my lodgings by 2 this afternoon, to take me to Windsor, so I must dine nowhere, and I promised Lord Treasurer to dine with him today, but I suppose we shall dine at Windsor at 5. For we make but 3 hours there. 6. I am going abroad, but have left Patrick to put up my things, and to be sure to be at home half an hour before 2. Windsor, at night. We did not leave London till 3, and dined here between 6 and 7. At 9 I left the company, and went to see Lord Treasurer, who has just come. I chid him for coming so late. He chid me for not dining with him. Said he stayed an hour for me. Then I went and sat with Mr. Lewis till just now, and it is past 11. I lie in the same house with the secretary, one of the prebendary's houses. The secretary is not come from his apartment in the castle. Do you think that abominable dog Patrick was out after 2 today, and I in a fright every moment, for fear the chariot should come, and when he came in, he had not put up one rag of my things. I never was in a greater passion, and would certainly have cropped one of his ears, if I had not looked every moment for the secretary, who sent his equipage to my lodging before, and came in a chair from Whitehall to me, and happened to stay half an hour later than he intended. One of Lord Treasurer's servants gave me a letter tonight. I found it was from with an offer of £50, to be paid me in what manner I pleased. Because, he said, he desired to be well with me. I was in a rage. 7, but my friend Lewis cooled me, and said it is what the best men sometimes meet with, and I have been not seldom served in the like manner, although not so grossly. In these cases I never demur a moment, nor ever found the least inclination to take anything. Well, I will go try to sleep in my new bed, and to dream of poor Wexford M.D., and Stella that drinks water, and Dingley that drinks ale. 29. I was at court and church today, as I was this day se'nnight. I generally am acquainted with about 30 in the drawing room, and I am so proud I make all the lords come up to me. One passes half an hour pleasant enough. We had a dunce to preach before the queen today, which often happens. Windsor is a delicious situation, but the town is scoundrel. I have this morning got the Gazette for Ben Hook and one Barbary printer. It will be about £300 a year between them. The other fellow was printer of the Examiner, which is now laid down. 8. I dined with the secretary. We were a dozen in all, three Scotch lords, and Lord Peterborough. The Duke of Hamilton, 9, would needs be witty, and hold up my train as I walked upstairs. It is an ill circumstance that on Sundays much company always meet at the great tables. Lord Treasurer told at court what I said to Mr. Secretary on this occasion. The Secretary showed me his bill of fare to encourage me to dine with him. Oh, said I, show me a bill of company, for I value not your dinner. See how this is all blotted. 10. I can write no more here, but to tell you I love M.D. dearly, and God bless them. 30. In my conscience, I fear I shall have the gout. I sometimes feel pains about my feet and toes. I never drank till within these 2 years, and I did it to cure my head. I often sit evenings with some of these people, and drink in my turn, but I am now resolved to drink 10 times less than before, but they advise me to let what I drink be all wine, and not to put water to it. Took and the printer stayed today to finish their affair, and treated me, and two of the under-secretaries upon their getting the Gazette. Then I went to see Lord Treasurer, and chid him for not taking notice of me at Windsor. He said he kept a place for me yesterday at dinner, and expected me there, but I was glad I did not go, because the Duke of Buckingham was there, and that would have made us acquainted, which I have no mind to. However, we appointed to sup at Mr. Masham's, and there stayed till past 1 o'clock, and that is late, sirs, and I have much business. 31. I have sent a noble haunch of venison this afternoon to Mrs. Van Homry. I wish you had it, sirs. I dined gravely with my landlord the secretary. The queen was abroad today in order to hunt, but, finding it disposed to rain, she kept in her coach. She hunts in a chaise with one horse, which she drives herself, and drives furiously, like Jehu, and is a mighty hunter, like Nimrod. Dingley has heard of Nimrod, but not Stella, for it is in the Bible. I was today at Eton, which is but just across the bridge, to see my Lord Carey's son, 11, who is at school there. Mr. Secretary has given me a warrant for a buck. I can't send it to M.D. It is a sad thing, faith, considering how Presto loves M.D., and how M.D. would love Presto's venison for Presto's sake. God bless the two dear Wexford girls. August 1. We had for dinner the fellow of that haunch of venison I sent to London. 'Twas mighty fat and good, and 8 people at dinner, that was bad. The Queen and I were going to take the air this afternoon, but not together, and were both hindered by a sudden rain. Her coaches and chaises all went back, and the guards too, and I scoured into the marketplace for shelter. I intended to have walked up the finest avenue I ever saw, 2 miles long, with 2 rows of elms on each side. I walked in the evening a little upon the terrace, and came home at 8. Mr. Secretary came soon after, and we were engaging in deep discourse, and I was endeavoring to settle some points of the greatest consequence, and had wormed myself pretty well into him, when his undersecretary came in, who lodges in the same house with us, and interrupted all my scheme. I have just left him. It is late, etc., too. I have been now 5 days at Windsor, and Patrick has been drunk 3 times, that I have seen, and oftener I believe. He has lately had clothes that have cost me £5, and the dog thinks he has the whip hand of me. He begins to master me, so now I am resolved to part with him, and will use him without the least pity. The secretary and I have been walking 3 or 4 hours today. The Duchess of Shrewsbury, 12, asked him, was not that doctor... and she could not say my name in English, but said Dr. Presto, which is Italian for Swift. Whimsical enough, as Billy Swift, 13, says. I go tomorrow with the secretary to his house at Bucklebury, 25 miles from hence, and return early on Sunday morning. I will leave this letter behind me locked up, and give you an account of my journey when I return. I had a letter yesterday from the Bishop of Clare, who is coming up to his parliament. Have you any correspondence with him to Wexford? Methinks, I now long for a letter from you, dated Wexford, July 24, etc. Oh Lord, that would be so pretending. 14, and then, says you, Stella can't write much, because it is bad to write when one drinks the waters. And I think, says you, I find myself better already, but I cannot tell yet whether it be the journey or the waters. Presto is so silly tonight. Yes he be, but Presto loves MD dearly, as hope saved. 3. Morning. I am to go this day at noon, as I told you, to Bucklebury. We dine at 12, and expect to be there in 4 hours. I cannot bid you good night now, because I shall be 25 miles from this paper tonight, and so my journal must have a break. So good morrow, etc. 4-5. I dined yesterday at Bucklebury, where we lay 2 nights, and set out this morning at 8, and were here at 12. In 4 hours we went 26 miles. Mr. Secretary was a perfect country gentleman at Bucklebury. He smoked tobacco with one or two neighbors. He inquired after the wheat in such a field. He went to visit his hounds, and knew all their names. He and his lady saw me to my chamber just in the country fashion. His house is in the midst of near £3,000 a year he had by his lady, 15, who is descended from Jack Newberry, of whom books and ballads are written, and there is an old picture of him in the house. She is a great favorite of mine. I lost church today, but I dressed and shaved, and went to court, and would not dine with the secretary, but engaged myself to a private dinner with Mr. Lewis, and one friend more. We go to London tomorrow, for Lord Dartmouth, the other secretary, is come, and they are here their weeks by turns. 6. Lord Treasurer comes every Saturday to Windsor, and goes away on Monday or Tuesday. I was with him this morning at his levee, for one cannot see him otherwise here, he is so hurried. We had some talk, and I told him I would stay this week at Windsor by myself, where I can have more leisure to do some business that concerns them. Lord Treasurer and the Secretary thought to mortify me, for they told me they had been talking a great deal of me today to the Queen, and she said as he had never heard of me. I told them that was their fault, and not hers, etc., and so we left. I dined with the secretary, and let him go to London at 5 without me, and here am I alone in the prebendary's house, which Mr. Secretary has taken. Only Mr. Lewis is in my neighborhood, and we shall be good company. The Vice Chamberlain, 16, and Mr. Masham, and the Green Cloth, 17, have promised me dinners. I shall want but 4 till Mr. Secretary returns. We have a music meeting in our town to dash night. I went to the rehearsal of it, and there was Margarita, 18, and her sister, and another drab, and a parcel of fiddlers. I was weary, and would not go to the meeting, which I am sorry for, because I heard it was a great assembly. Mr. Lewis came from it, and sat with me till just now, and 'tis late. 7. I can do no business, I fear, because Mr. Lewis, who has nothing or little to do here, sticks close to me. I dined today with the gentlemen ushers, among scurvy company, but the Queen was hunting the stag till 4 this afternoon, and she drove in her chaise above 40 miles, and it was 5, before we went to dinner. Here are fine walks about this town. I sometimes walk up the avenue. 8. There was a drawing room today at court, but so few company that the queen sent for us into her bedchamber, where we made our bows, and stood about 20 of us round the room, while she looked at us round with her fan in her mouth, and once a minute said about 3 words to some that were nearest her, and then she was told dinner was ready, and went out. I dined at the Green Cloth, by Mr. Scarborough's 19 invitation, who is in waiting. It is much the best table in England, and costs the Queen £1,000 a month, while she is at Windsor or Hampton Court, and is the only mark of magnificence or hospitality I can see in the Queen's family. It is designed to entertain foreign ministers, and people of quality, who come to see the Queen, and have no place to dine at. 9. Mr. Coke, the Vice Chamberlain, made me a long visit this morning, and invited me to dinner, but the toast, his lady, 20, was unfortunately engaged to Lady Sunderland. 21, Lord Treasurer stole here last night, but did not lie at his lodgings in the castle, and, after seeing the Queen, went back again. I just drank a dish of chocolate with him. I fancy I shall have reason to be angry with him very soon, but what care I? I believe I shall die with ministries in my debt. This night I received a certain letter from a place called Wexford, from 2 dear naughty girls of my acquaintance. But, faith, I will not answer it here, no in troth. I will send this to Mr. Reading, supposing it will find you returned, and I hope better for the waters. 10. Mr. Vice Chamberlain lent me his horses to ride about and see the country this morning. Dr. Arbuthnot, the Queen's physician and favorite, went out with me to show me the places. We went a little after the Queen and overtook Miss Forrester, 22, a maid of honor, on her palfrey, taking the air. We made her go along with us. We saw a place they have made for a famous horse race tomorrow, where the Queen will come. We met the Queen coming back, and Miss Forrester stood, like us, with her hat off while the Queen went by. The doctor and I left the lady where we found her, but under other conductors, and we dined at a little place he has taken, about a mile off. When I came back I found Mr. Scarborough had sent all about to invite me to the Green Cloth, and lessened his company on purpose to make me easy. It is very obliging, and will cost me thanks. Much company is come to town this evening, to see tomorrow's race. I was tired with riding a trotting mettlesome horse a dozen miles, having not been on horseback this 12-month. And Miss Forrester did not make it easier. She is a silly true maid of honor, and I did not like her, although she be a toast, and was dressed like a man. 23.11. I will send this letter today. I expect the secretary by noon. I will not go to the race, unless I can get room in some coach. It is now morning. I must rise, and fold up and seal my letter. Farewell, and God preserve dearest M.D. I believe I shall leave this town on Monday. Letter 28. Windsor, August 11, 1711. I sent away my 27th this morning in an express to London, and directed to Mr. Reading. This shall go to your lodgings, where I reckon you will be returned before it reaches you. I intended to go to the race 1 today, but was hindered by a visit. I believe I told you so in my last. I dined today at the Green Cloth, where everybody had been at the race but myself, and we were 20 in all, and very noisy company. But I made the Vice Chamberlain, and 2 friends more sit at a side table, to be a little quiet. At 6 I went to see the secretary, who is returned, but Lord Keeper sent to desire I would sup with him, where I stayed till just now. Lord Treasurer and Secretary were to come to us, but both failed. 'Tis late, etc. 12. I was this morning to visit Lord Keeper, who made me reproaches that I had never visited him at Windsor. He had a present sent him of delicious peaches, and he was champing and champing, but I durst not eat one. I wish Dingley had some of them, for poor Stella can no more eat fruit than presto. Dilly Ash is come to Windsor, and after church I carried him up to the drawing room, and talked to the keeper and treasurer, on purpose to show them to him, and he saw the queen and several great lords, and the Duchess of Montagu. 2. He was mighty happy, and resolved to fill a letter to the bishop. 3. My friend Lewis and I dined soberly with Dr. Adams. 4. The only neighbor prebendary. One of the prebendaries here is lately a peer, by the death of his father. He is now Lord Willoughby of Broke. 5. And will sit in the House of Lords with his gown. I supped tonight at Masham's with Lord Treasurer, Mr. Secretary, and Prior. The Treasurer made us stay till 12, before he came from the Queen, and 'tis now past 2. 13. I reckoned upon going to London today, but by an accident the Cabinet Council did not sit last night, and Saturday, so we go tomorrow at 6 in the morning. I missed the race today, by coming out too late, when everybody's coach was gone, and ride I would not. I felt my last riding 3 days after. We had a dinner today at the Secretary's lodgings without him. Mr. Hare, 6, his Undersecretary, Mr. Lewis, Brigadier Sutton, 7, and I, dined together, and I made the Vice Chamberlain take a snap with us, rather than stay till 5 for his lady, who was gone to the race. The reason why the Cabinet Council was not held last night was because Mr. Secretary St. John would not sit with your Duke of Somerset. 8. So today the Duke was forced to go to the race, while the Cabinet was held. We have music meetings in our town, and I was at the rehearsal t'other day, but I did not value it, nor would go to the meeting. Did I tell you this before? London, 14. We came to town this day in 2 hours and 40 minutes. 20 miles are nothing here. I found a letter from the Archbishop of Dublin, sent me the Lord knows how. He says some of the bishops will hardly believe that Lord Treasurer got the Queen to remit the first fruits before the Duke of Ormond was declared Lord Lieutenant, and that the bishops have written a letter to Lord Treasurer to thank him. He has sent me the address of the convocation, ascribing, in good part, that affair to the Duke, who had less share in it than M.D., for if it had not been for M.D., I should not have been so good a solicitor. I dined today in the city, about a little bit of mischief, with a printer. I found Mrs. Van Omri all in combustion, squabbling with her rogue of a landlord, as he has left her house, and gone out of our neighborhood a good way. Her eldest daughter is come of age, and going to Ireland, to look after her fortune, and get it in her own hands. 9.15. I dined today with Mrs. Van, who goes tonight to her new lodgings. I went at 6 to see Lord Treasurer, but his company was gone, contrary to custom, and he was busy, and I was forced to stay some time, before I could see him. We were together hardly an hour, and he went away, being in haste. He desired me to dine with him on Friday, because there would be a friend of his, that I must see. My Lord Harley told me, when he was gone, that it was Mrs. Masham his father meant, who has come to town to lie in, and whom I never saw, though her husband is one of our society. God send her a good time. Her death would be a terrible thing. 10. Do you know that I have ventured all my credit with these great ministers, to clear some misunderstandings betwixt them, and Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.